This is a special edition of Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen. Small business runs the country. It's not the big companies. It's the small ones that really make us go. We're going to talk about small business days in a week-long opportunity designed to support the needs of small businesses across the country with Michelle Strong. She is the Verizon Business Director, Small and Mid-Sized Business. Michelle, welcome to Late Night Health.
Well, thank you for having me, Mark. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. Am I correct in saying that small business is the backbone of the country?
You really are. I mean, I'll tell you, small businesses make up the majority of U.S. businesses. They serve such a critical role in the overall health of our economy.
Why is it that a lot of people don't know that? I mean, you know, the small businesses, from the local dry cleaner to the guy who has maybe 100 employees cleaning carpets. Why don't people understand that small business is so important?
You know, I think we see the big businesses flashy in the news, and what's really behind us, like you said, the backbone are those small businesses. And that's why Verizon really is committed to providing these small business customers with an entire suite of tools that are going to give them the technological edge that they need to stand out. And then more people can know that they're there and they're proud of what they do and they have what they need to succeed.
And at the same time, small business probably needs a little extra help because they don't have a tech support system, except that Verizon offers that across the board with some free benefits for small business as well.
Yes, yes. We do want to provide a free tech check. And we are highlighting that this is happening during SMB Days, which is this week, April 22nd through the 28th. But we want to invite these small and mid-sized business owners into Verizon to discuss their needs with an expert. They're going to receive this complimentary tech check, which is going to really span across all the critical areas of their business. And they can hear advice on connectivity, security, and receive some personalized technology recommendations that really do suit their specific needs.
And that's individual. So it's not a cookie cutter approach.
Right, right. It's not a group class. We want them to come in. We want to be a part of their business. We find a lot of these businesses are family owned, and we want to be a part of that. That's the best part of our job, is to get that family feeling when we're working with customers.
What kinds of tools are available for the small business person?
Well, I'll tell you, this tech check is probably the most important. That's where we can identify what products they might need, if there's additional phone lines or business internet. And we can also help you with your security needs. Cybersecurity is more important than ever. It's a really critical issue for our small and mid-sized businesses, more than it ever has been before, because so many people are working remotely. So we have a lot of solutions to not only help you with products that you might need, but the security to help you maintain it.
And in all transparency, my my cell provider happens to be Verizon, and I'm very happy.
Oh, well, thank you for being a customer.
Absolutely. I owe you a bill, I think, right now. Anyway, we'll move on from that. There's also, you've discovered some trends in the second Verizon annual Latino Small Business Survey. And I think this is important to note because, the Latino community is not only large, it's growing. What information do you have from the small business survey that you could share with us?
I'd love to share some really positive findings. The survey really highlighted some growing optimism among the Latino-owned small businesses, and the majority of them believe their business is better off today compared to a year ago at this time. In the local community, the majority of Latino small business owners anticipate improvement in the economy over the next few months. So So not only do they feel really good about how far they've come in the last year, but they feel positive and optimistic about where they're headed moving forward.
What kind of businesses does the Latino community have? I mean, is it across the board?
Oh yeah, completely across the board. And we surveyed so many. You can actually find the results of the survey. There's a lot of interesting findings on Verizon.com/small business. You could see the results of the entire survey there.
And that's Verizon.com/small business. Let's talk about Michelle Strong for a minute. You live in Denver. So you're in the Mile High City. Tell us about what you do as the director for small and mid-sized businesses.
Oh, sure. I'd love to. And I started with the company 15 years ago as a sales associate in a retail store. So these tech checks are near and dear to my heart. But I cover all of our sales associates who help provide these tech checks and provide the solutions to the small and medium business owners across the country. My home is in Nebraska. I don't know that a lot of people know somebody from Nebraska, but I can be one for you. And I moved here with the company, and it has been such a rewarding career to be able to build relationships with these small business owners and help them along their way.
And being with a company for more than 10 years today is very surprising.
Yes, you don't see that a lot, but I have a lot of pride in what I do here. It's a great company.
One of the things that popped into my head, there's a local Verizon store, you know, where I bring my iPhone in every now and then and say, hey, what did I do wrong? How do I fix this? And they're very good about helping. Is that where I would go for that tech check?
Yes. And I would love to tell you, we can do it on the business side or the consumer side. So if you want us to review your account, talk through how you're using your devices at home or in your job, that can be the same on the consumer side as it can be on the business side. We have people there who are dedicated to consumers, and we also have the business experts there that are dedicated to the small and mid-sized businesses. We would love to help you with all of your technology needs.
Tech is changing so quickly. How do we keep up? Is it possible?
Well, I would love to give you some kind of silver bullet there, but I'd say come in and let some of the experts help you. We deal with so many businesses every day, and there could be blind spots that you're just not familiar with that we might have encountered with another business that's facing similar obstacles that you are. So come on in. Let us review your account. Let us review what your solutions are, and we can help you stay on the cutting edge.
I'm just afraid that if I go in, you're going to tell me that I need a new computer. I mean,
well, hey, we could help you with that. Don't worry about, you don't have to be afraid of that. We'll get you a solution to your problem.
Well, actually, I have a couple of brand new computers, so I guess that's not a real concern for me personally, right? What are some of the challenges as we wrap up? What are some of the challenges and worries facing small business? You mentioned, privacy issues and internet theft and things like that. Can you expand on that, please?
Sure. Yeah. So cybersecurity remains really the top issue when we're talking with small and mid-sized businesses, because their work is being done remotely more and more since the pandemic. They are more vulnerable and their solutions need hardening because they have less resources. So anything we can do, we like to say that you wouldn't buy a car without a seatbelt. We also wouldn't sell you these products and solutions without security to make sure your business is protected. And we do have end-to-end solutions there.
And that would include virus protection and things of that nature.
Yes.
Right? That's good.
Yes, exactly.
In our remaining moment here, any last words that you can share with our audience regarding their business, what they should do right now?
Yes, they should have someone review what they're using today. And if we can identify anything that would help them be more efficient, more profitable, or just ease the day-to-day use of some of their applications. So head on into a store. We've got a local expert who's going to understand your community and your needs the best, or head to verizon.com/smallbusiness, where we can direct you to some of the promotions and offerings that we have.
Well, I appreciate your time. Our guest has been Michelle Strong. She's the Verizon Business Director for small and mid-sized business. And by the way, I'm assuming that Verizon's still looking for more people.
Hey, sure. Come work with me. It's a great place to work.
Yeah, if you've been there for over 10 years, sounds good to me. Go to verizon.com/smallbusiness. You can learn about the annual Latino Small Business Survey and much, much more, some tools that you can use in your business. Michelle, again, thank you very much for your time. I'm Mark Allen. This is Late Night Health.